Okay, Rabosai, Shalom Aleichem, a very festive day, a preemptive Mazel Tov as we finish Maseches Erevin today. Very exciting, hope you're celebrating hard. It's certainly always well-deserved on any Siyum, but certainly on a difficult Masechta like Erevin. So the celebration should be twofold. But either way, we do actually have to finish the Masechta, so let's get to it. So we're on the Mishnah on Kufdal and Amabez, right? We staggered a little bit learning, so we'd have more than, 5 minutes on the last day. And so then the last Mishnah in the Masechta says like this: Sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash. If you have a sheretz, excuse me, one of the eight creepy crawly things that are metame, those are obviously not all species. There are some species, listed in the Psukim in Vayikra. So if one of those things that are, again, they're metame, so if that's found in the Beis HaMikdash, right, you can't have tumah in the Mikdash. So Kohen Motzio Behemaino. The Kohen, according to, as we'll see, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the Kohen takes it out with Hemaino. Rashi says that means his belt, Be'avnate. Right? He should take it out with the belt. And Shalom Lisho says Otuma, right? Meaning get it out right away, immediately. Take it out even with your belt, which is not, you're not supposed to be Mentame, the Big Day Kuna. So take it out with the belt to get it out of the base. Mikdash, Tibur, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, you want to get the sheretz out as ASAP. Rabbi Yudah says no, but Seves Shel Eitz. You should take a stick of wood. Or a piece of wood, a kli of wood, which is not going to be mekabel tumah. Shalol the rabbis is a tumah, so that you don't increase tumah. Right? Meaning, i.e., you can leave it there a little bit longer in order for you to go find a wooden kli that will not be mekabel tumah from this item, from the sheretz, and then take it out that way. Mehecham matzino. You know, so, right, where do you take it out? I probably should have mentioned. If you find it out on Shabbos, now the case here is where you found it on Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, and this is what this part of the Mishnah is talking about, Mehecham Matzio. So Rashi again says one word, first wide line. He says Bishabbos. Where do you take it out from? Because technically, a dead sheretz is muktzah. So right, where do you take it out from? So according to Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, as we see right here, they're going to quote him in a second. You take it out min haheichal u min ulam u mibein haulam. Ulam is be'ach, right? You take it out from the Heichal, which is the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim, from the Ulam, from the area right outside of that, and we've been to Ulam, the Mizbeach, and also between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which is also had an added level of Kudusha. And Rashi points out what's missing from this list. So if you look at that, again, that Rashi on the first wide line, Avo Ba'azara, but the rest of the courtyard, Im Nimtza Sham, but if it's found there, then Machseo Besir Manicho Achet Techshach, then you just cover it and leave it. And leave it. We don't. It's muktzah. We leave it there. And we'll see in a second. The Gemara will discuss what the machlokas is. Rabbi Kiva says, "Kol makom shechayav and azdona kares v'shigasu chatas misham motzian." So now, any time, any place where if you would go into the mikdash when you were tame, you would be chayav kares. And if you did a bishogeg, you'd be chayav chatas. So you should take it out from there as well. And that's again, that's including the azara, including the rest of the courtyard. Ushar kol makomos, and any other place, meaning even further outside from that. So in that case, kof and alav psachter, you should cover it with a kli and then leave it until nightfall. Rabbi Shimon says, makom she'atir l'cha chachamim mishalchad nasnu l'cha. Rabbi Shimon says, and this is totally not related to the Gemara, last quote in the world, this is talking about, wherever the chachamim were matir something for you, they were giving you something that you already owned. Okay, shalom etzir l'cha elam shum shvus, because Chazal only ushered things that are only matired things that are ushered because of shvus, meaning things Chazal were only matired dirim derabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara will talk about exactly what's going on over here. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Amar Av Tavi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel Hamachnis Tamei Sheretz LaMikdash Chayev. Sheretz atzmo potter. So Shmuel says an interesting halacha. It says if you bring something that was made tame by a sheretz, so then that is going to be the iser. That's the iser. That's the din daraisa of bringing tuma into the Beis HaMikdash. Excuse me. But if you bring the actual sheretz itself, if you bring the actual creepy crawly thing, you're going to be potter. my taima. What is that? That doesn't make sense. Why should that make any sense? So amakrak. So the pasuk says mizachar v'nekeva teshalechu. You should someone who right, zachar or nekeva, anybody who's male or female, right, who is tame, send them out of the Beis Hamikdash if they came into the Beis Hamikdash when they're tame. Mishiyesh lo tara b'mikva. Right. What's the example? The example is a man or a woman, a person, someone who's able to be mitaher in a mikva. Yatsa sheretz she'en lo tuma, she'en lo tara, right, which excludes a sheretz which cannot be. Right, made tahor, can't dip a sheretz in a mikvah. So that's not one of the things that when you bring into the Beis HaMikdash will be the iser of adding tumah to the Beis HaMikdash. So you're potter for bringing in a sheretz. Lema mesele, maybe we'll bring you a proof. Maybe this supports the mizachar and nekevet shalehu prat lekli charis divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Right, this pasuk also from zachar and nekeva excludes pottery. Which says Rabbi Yosi Haglili. My taima, what's the reason for this? Lav mishun de les beitar b'mikvah? Wait, isn't that the exact same halacha? Maybe that's a proof, that's a support, because it's the same reason. It excludes pottery that became tamei, because you can't dip pottery in a mikvah, you have to break it. There's no way to be metaher a pottery, so maybe that's the same din. So Gemara says, lo, misha nasa avatuma, yotze klichar she'enu nasa avatuma. No, because the comparison there, the reason for Rabbi Yosi Haglili excluding pottery kalim, is because you have to be able to, something that will violate the Isser of adding, bringing Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash has to be something that can become an Avatumah. Kli Cheres cannot become an Avatumah. And the long Rashi over here, if you look, he goes through it. Basically, the only way you would make a Kli Cheres into an Avatumah is if you would have Midras, Tumas Midras from a Zav, which would require him sitting on it or stepping on it, and obviously that would break a pottery pot, so you can't have a pottery, that's in a nutshell, pottery cannot become an Avatumah, so therefore they are excluded from the Isser of getting Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, sorry, I lost my place over here, going back up from Rashi. Right, okay, fine, sorry. Lemeka Tanai. Let's say this is a machlokes Tanai. Right, sheretz shenimsa b'mikdash, kohen motzio, right, our Mishnah, right, the sheretz that is found in the Beis HaMikdash, a kohen has to take it out, behemnat, behemaino, you take it out with the avnate, with its clothing, with his clothing. Shalulish as a tumah, divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga, right, so we don't keep tumah in there for a longer period of time. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'tzeves shal eitz, right, you take a kli, motzio, shalol the rabos as a tumah, so you don't extend, right, we don't contaminate more things, we don't contaminate the avnate, right, the kli eitz is not mekabel tumah. My love, b'hakam efugi, isn't this exactly the machlokas? The madamar shalol lishos savar, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broga, who says we don't delay keeping the tumah in the Beis HaMikdash, savar, he must hold that hamachnis sheretz in the mikdash chayiv, right, or someone who brings the sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash is chayiv that eser. Now, madamar, but the other madamar says Rabbi Yehuda shalol the rabos, right, when he says that you don't increase the amount of tumah in the Beis HaMikdash or in general by making the avnei tameh, right, kasavra machnis sheretz in the mikdash potter, right, he must hold that bringing a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash is potter, and therefore there's no rush necessarily to get it out of the Beis HaMikdash, where you should just make sure you don't metame many extra things. Gemara says, lo, no, that's not the machlokas. The kuli alma chayef. Really, everybody would hold that you are chayef for bringing a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, our Mishnah, and therefore our Mishnah is against Shmuel. So what's the machlokas in the Mishnah then? V'acha b'haka mefugi, mar savar shihui tuma adif, or mar savar afushi tuma adif. Right, simply, when faced with two options, whether to leave tumah in the Beis HaMikdash for longer or to make more things tumah, what wins out? So it's just a machlokes of what is better to do. Should you leave it in there for longer and make less things tumah, or make more things tumah and get it out of there faster? Okay. Ella kahani tanai. Maybe it's a machlokes tanaim from this machlokes. Tanai, like we learned in our Mishnah, mehechan motzino. So, right, where do you take it out from? Again, we had a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Anas and Rabbi Akiva. I mean, in terms of how far you extend, where you would take out a sheretz, from what border, from what area in the Beis HaMikdash. My love, b'hakam mefugi, isn't this the machlokes? Demar savar me'azara, demanda amr me'azara, according to the manda amr, says you should take it out of the azara, loka savar hamach nesheretz the mikdash potter. No. How do you read that? Right, sorry, the comma is after lo. Meaning, demanda amar me'azara lo, according to the manda amar, meaning Shimon ben Anas, who says you don't need to take it out of the court of the chazer, of the courtyard. So kasavar, so he holds, hamachnis sheretz lamikdash potter, right? He holds that if you bring a sheretz into the base of mikdash, there's no iser daraisa. So Chazal did not say that you need to take it out of the azara. Umanda amar mikula azara, so according to the manda amar, according to Rabbi Kiva, who says you have to take a sheretz out of the entire azara on Shabbos, so kasavar chayiv, he would hold that no, there is an issur to bring a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash, and you'd be chayav for that. So the Gemara here, again, according to Rashi, it's a bit of a strange lashon in the Hemshech of the Gemara, because the Gemara then says, "Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishneim Mikra Echad Darshu." Both of them, meaning both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, are working off the same pasuk. So Rashi explains that this is actually a rejection of that possibility. Usually, the Gemara will say something like "lo," or "not really," or "this is the machlokas," like we just had a second ago. Here, we're just saying actually the two Tanaim are working off the same pasuk. Well, what's the indication that they reject what we just said? That's not the machlokas. So again, because they're working off the pasuk and using that, the two ways they darshan it, that's the source for their shitas. This is not actually the machlokas, whether a sheretz is usher to bring the Beis HaMikdash or not. If you look at their first Rashi on the Amud, Am Rabbi Yochanan le'inyan iluye kuli ama machnes sheretz chayef. Really, no, everybody holds that bringing a sheretz into the Beis HaMikdash is chayef. And again, our Mishnah is against Shmuel. Le'inyan lehotzi. So the machlokas is really whether you should take it out, and they use this pasuk to teach me whether you should take it out or not. Right? Okay, so back in the Gemara, Shnei Beker Echadarshu, they both have machlokas from the same psukim, same pasuk, and I guess it must be Divrei Hayamim, right? In Divrei Hayamim Beis. Oh, okay. So the pasuk says, Vayvoa Kohanim Lepnima Beis Hashem Letaher. Basically, the Kohanim went into the Beis HaMikdash and they took out all of the Tuma, all of the Avodah Zarah that was in the Beis HaMikdash from the Heichal to the Chatzar. And they gave them to the Levium, and the Levium then took it out to the Kidron Valley. This is talking about when Chizkio became king, he took out all the idols from his father. Who I'm obviously blanking at his name in a second. Achaz, I think, was his father. I'm embarrassed that I don't remember. Either way, Chizkiyahu's father was a big Oved Avodah Zarah, put all these idols in the Beis HaMikdash. They took out all the Tumah from the Beis HaMikdash. So, but anyway, the pasuk says the Kohanim took it to the Chatzer, and then the Levium took it out. So Mar Savar, so according to Rishon ben Anas, from the fact that the Kohanim took it to the Azara, to the courtyard, and then the Levium took it the rest of the way, so apparently that tells me that there is no Tumah in the Chatzar. Meaning that there's no, it's not legit. You don't, the problem, there is no problem of Tumah in the Chatzar, and that's why that's the limit. I mean, that's what Rav Shimon ben Anas says, that you only need to take out a sheretz that was up until the Chatzar. So from the fact that they switched over from Kohanim to Levium, well, that shows that the level of concern here is changed. Umar Saber, but Rabbi Kiva holds, at Hechot Elo Efshe Belevium, Mafki Kohanim, but Hashad Efshe Belevium, Sulo Lemetami Kohanim. That Rabbi Kiva says, no, the reason they switched from the Kohanim to the Levium is not to show that there's a difference in seriousness in terms of, you know, Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's not the border. Rather, meaning the Kohanim are only the only ones who are allowed to go into the Kodesh, etc., etc. I mean, at the point where the Kohanim are no longer exclusively allowed to go, so at that point the Levium took over, right, in the Chatzar. Right? The Levium are allowed to go into the Chatzar, right, go throughout the entire Chatzar. So at that point, the Kohanim didn't need to deal with carrying the Tumah out. They didn't need to be Matami themselves. And therefore they handed it off. But it doesn't tell me that the Chatzar is not Shayach to Tumah when you're dealing with the Sheretz. Right? Simply they're arguing how did Darshan, meaning what was the reason why the Kohanim handed off the Avodah Zarah, the Tumah, to the Levim. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, as you can see the end in sight. Let's see. Hakol nechnasim beheichal levnos ulatakein ulahotzi es atumah. Right? Everybody is allowed to go into the heichal, into the meaning the base, I mean, even the kodesh, to fix things, meaning to build stuff, to make repairs, etc., etc. And to take out Toma. Who mitzvah ba kohanim? According to Tanakama, it's the kohanim, it's the kohanim's mitzvah to do this. It means she kohanim nichnasim levim. If the kohanim don't get to, can't do it, so then the levim go in. It means shem levim, so then nichnasim yisraelim. And then if the levim can't do it, so then yisraelim go do, take care of whatever has to be taken care of. V'idi v'idi tahorin in tameim lo. And regardless of who we're talking about, they have to be tahor. If they're tamei, then you can't go in. Am Rav Huna, Rav Kahana, Meseya Kahane. That Rav Huna says that Rav Kahana, who is a Kohen, he support, literally means he supports Kohanim, but he thinks that Kohanim, who are Tamei, should take precedence over a Yisrael who is Tahor. Again, if you're telling me that, again, the last, the Tanakhama said that they have to be Tahor, so implying that a Yisrael who's Tahor takes precedence over a Kohen who's Tamei, right? So Rav Huna points out that Rav Kahana said that Kohanim, who are Tamei, get precedence over Yisrael who is Tahor. The Tani Rav Kahana mitok shenamar, because the pasuk says achel aparochas lo yavo, right? The Kohen can't go to the parochas or through the parochas. Yochol lo yukahanim balimumim nechnasim beno ulam mizbeach lasos rikui fachim. You might have thought that the Kohanim who have a mum should not go between the ulam and the mizbeach to do to rikui fachim. Tzipur la mizbeach is referring to with the metal that was around the mizbeach, but what it means is to do any, you know, to fix anything. I mean, that you might have thought the Kohanim with a mum shouldn't go and fix anything in the Beis Hamikdash. Tamad lomar ach chalak mitzvah, but meaning that the ach. No, I'm sorry. The pasuk says ach and chalek, meaning to separate, meaning that a kohen actually is allowed to go in if he has a mum. Which pasuk is ach? Is that achel aparochas lo yavo? Sorry, that meaning that first word of the pasuk that we just pointed out, that achel aparochas. If we look at Rashi, ach chalak, works pretty much straight across. Klomer achen v'rakin miutin, meaning whenever you have ach or rak in a pasuk, that excludes. And chalak meet demalacha shari luyuliyeh, meaning when the pasuk says that a baal mum can't go and to the mizbeach. Right, that is referring to avoda, but mum is allowed to fix anything, to make any repairs in the Beis Hamikdash, even though he has a mum. Okay, fine. Tamal ba achalak. Right. So mitzvah b'tzmimim. Now, obviously, the mitzvah is for kohanim who are tamim, who are full, who are complete. Right? Ein sham tamimim. If you don't have tamimim, so then nechnasim ba mum, so then you can send in anybody who has a mum, who has a blemish. Mitzvah b'tahorim. It's a mitzvah for people who are tahor to take care of these repairs. If ein sham tahorim, nechnasim today. And if you don't have anybody to do that, so then you send in people who are tamim. Idi v'idi kohanim in Yisraelim lo. But regardless, meaning this is actually the point that the kohanim can go in. But not the Yisraelim. So that's what we're saying. That Rav Kahana said that a Tamei Kohen is better than a Tahor, somewhat Yisraeli. And against what we had said in Tanakhama, that a Tahor Yisrael is better than a Tamei Kohen. Ibor Lu, they asked the question: Tamei Baal Mum Ezumeim Nichnas. Right? Who gets precedence? If you have carpenter or a goldsmith or whatever it is who's Tamei, and one is a Baal Mum, who goes in? So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amarav Tamei Nichnas. A Tamei is allowed to go in. Da Ishtri Bavodas Tibur, because they are theoretically allowed to do the avoda. Right? If the masses, if everybody is Tamei. So then, something called Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that you're allowed to do the avoda if the majority or almost everybody is tamei. There is a way for a tamei kohen to do the avoda. So therefore, he should go in and make the repairs, right? Because theoretically, there is a scenario where he's allowed to go in and do stuff. Rabbi Elazar Amar Baal Mum Nechnas. No, he says Baal Mum should go in. Ishtri Vachilis Kachim, because a Baal Mum, while he can't do avoda, he's still allowed to eat kachim. A Kohen who's Tamei is not allowed to eat kachim, and therefore that the Baal Mum takes precedence. Okay, fine. Now to finish off the Masechta, Rabbi Shimon had two curious statements. The first thing he had said is Makom Sheitiru L'Chachamim. Whenever Chazal were in a place where Chazal were matir you something, allowed you to do something, Mishal Chanos Nulcha, they gave you what was really yours. So what's that referring to? So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon Hechakoi, where is Rabbi Shimon, where is he holding? What is he talking about? It has nothing to do with our Mishnah. Skumar says, Hasam Koi, over there. It did sound like we learned in a Mishnah, if you remember, way back here, seeing the Misraz HaShas on Nun Beis Amad Beis. Someone who realized that all of a sudden, Shabbos is coming, and it became Shabbos, and he's outside the tchum of the city. So afilu ama achas lo yikanes. He's not even allowed, even if he's one ama outside of the tchum of where he was trying to go. So then he cannot go into the tchum. Rabbi Shimon Omer afilu chamesh tzri ama yikanes. Really, even if it's 15 amos outside of the city's tchum, so then he is actually allowed to go into the tchum of the city. Lefisha'in hamshuchos mematzinus hamidos. Because the people who kind of set out the 2,000 amma markers, right, they don't actually go 2,000 amos out. Because we're nervous about people who are going to make the mistake, right? People who are just to compensate for people who are kind of walking and they're not sure exactly where they're going. Two days in Rashi, right? I mean, Rashi says that either the people who are wandering out and kind of like, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I'm outside the tchum, or because they themselves, the people who are marking the 2,000 amos outside the tchum, may not be accurate. So they give themselves 15 amos leeway. And again, that's what we're saying, that the Tanakhama says you can't go even one amma outside the tchum, even if you're one amma past the marker, so then you're toast, you can't go into the city. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you do get 15 amos. Why? Because Chachamim were makil, and this is what it means, shelchahu, meaning that they were makil, they were matur you to go inside the tchum, because they're really giving you what's yours, because really, you are inside of the tchum. Really, it's mutter, it's not an extra kula, you're getting an extra 15 amos because the marker is 15 amos up. So the marker is really 1,985 amos away from the city. So it's not an actual kula from the Chachamim. They're just giving you what you deserve, what you actually own, because you are actually technically inside the tchum already. Okay, and what does he say? Then he says, Shalohi tru l'cha elim shum shvos. What's that talking about? So the Gemara says, Heicha koi. What is Rabbi Shimon talking about? Where is he holding? So Hasam koi, he's actually over there. The Gama Tanakama, this is a little bit more recent. This is what we had on Kuf Beis and Mabez. Koshra, meaning the Tanakama says, if a string of a harp or an instrument of the Beis HaMikdash snaps, so you can tie it normally. Rabbi Shimon onva. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you need to tie it in a bow. And the Gemara further explains that Aniva de lo asu de chiyuv chatas sherler rabbanan. Chazal, according to Rabbi Shimon, only matired something that's never going to come to chiyuv chatas, something that's never going to be asur midoraisa. A bow is by definition not a kesher shel kayama, so there's no scenario where you would tie a bow and you'd be asur midoraisa. But kshira, but since tying theoretically the asili de chiyuv chatos, since theoretically that could be a chiyuv chatos, even though in the Beis HaMikdash when you tied an instrument with a kesher shel kayama, it wasn't really shel kayama, it wasn't asur midaraisa because it's not permanent, right? You're going to fix the string as soon as Shabbos is over, so it wasn't permanent, right? But still, lo shoru le rabbanon, Chazal didn't allow that because it could lead to an Isser de'oraisa. Rashi says, the last Rashi in the Masechta, right, b'medina, we're concerned that if you would do the same thing outside the Beis HaMikdash, meaning inside the Beis HaMikdash is a din de'rabbanan, it's not shel kayama, even though the knot itself is permanent type, it's not going to last, because you're going to fix it right after Shabbos, it's not going to last. But in the Medina, if you would do that same type of tying outside the Beis HaMikdash, gzera shema yikshur kesher shel kayama, people are going to see, oh, they tied that instrument in the Beis HaMikdash with a permanent knot, right? And then they're going to do the same thing outside the Beis HaMikdash, oh, that could end up being a kesher shel kayama, that could end up leading to an Isser d'oraisa, right? The asi lidei chayav chatas. It could come to an Isser d'oraisa, you have to be chayav chatas. So therefore, Chazal did not even allow that, even though in the case of the Beis HaMikdash, it would technically be Aser Midirabbanan. So therefore, the Gemara, that we finish off Maseches Erevin, Hadron Allah Chamotzi Tefillin, Uslik Allah Maseches Erevin. I hope you're celebrating hard and enjoying yourself, because Mestama, you definitely, definitely deserve it. And I'm so excited, I'm going to start learning Maseches Pesachim right now at this moment. Okay, Rabosai Shkoyach Gadol, Mazel Tov, and have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.